I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. A dozen Senate Democrats are pushing federal legislation that would require childproof bottles for the liquid nicotine used in e-cigarettes. The legislative push comes after a sharp uptick in calls to poison control centers.
These liquid nicotine products look and smell like candy and soda and other kinds of, you know, attractive products to kids, and therefore there's a high likelihood that they will get into them.
Amy Hanoyan Fontana is with the Connecticut Poison Control Center. In 2010, she says there were zero calls reporting liquid nicotine poisoning. This year, there have been 19 statewide. That's a small percentage of the center's total calls, but Hanoyan Fontana says the upward trend is national.
It's really concerning because it's gaining in popularity, and people are just not, I think they don't realize that how deadly it could be.
She says liquid nicotine poisoning could cause vomiting, tremors, and even seizures.
So Senator Blumenthal has introduced the Child Nicotine Poisoning Prevention Act of 2014, which really advocates that there's safe packaging around e-cigarettes and liquid nicotine.
Other state officials have demanded regulations, including a ban on selling flavored nicotine products. The battery-powered devices allow users to inhale vapor from a heated liquid nicotine solution. The bill is currently in review in the Senate. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.